Whatever can go right on this show this morning is going right, including Dan turning the light off.
He just turned the lights off.
With his backside as he left. Literally turned. You know where you should put the light switch? Butt level. Perfect place for that. Well, in a minute, we're going to talk Hollywood with our friend NPR's Bob Mondello. First, though, did you know this is one of the biggest weekends for Bollywood,
Why
Allison?
Is that?
That would be because, like American Christmas, the South Asian holiday of Diwali is one of the times a year when people really like to go out with the fam and see some movies. Diwali is a family holiday, lots of food, some ancient rituals. A fair bit of gambling, as I'm told.
And it's happening right now.
That's right. We're in Diwali as we speak. These days, about 2 million Americans and many, many more in other places in South Asia celebrate this festival of lights known as Diwali. And we've got Floyd Cardos on the line with us. He's the executive chef at Tabla Restaurant in New York.
Which is so good.
I know. Seriously. I thought, Floyd, first I was hoping you were going to physically be here and possibly with food. But that's okay. We'll let that go. I understand your wife puts a big Diwali feast together every year.
Yeah, Diwali is huge for us. It's once a year, and it's very special in our home.
What sort of things do you make for Diwali?
Barkha is online with us.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, take it away. What are you whipping up for Diwali this year?
We just put together a menu. I did. Floyd kind of finalized everything for us. We're making some homemade bread, which is puff bread. It's called puris. Then we have some whole wheat bread that you make on a skillet that's called parathas that you can stuff either with potatoes or we put radish in. It's just different kinds that you make. There's going to be a bhaji, aloo bhaji is what you call it. That's potatoes cooked in a tomato sauce. Then there's homemade cheese that we make with a lot of spices and different kinds of flavors. We have cauliflower with peas. There's going to be lentils. There's going to be dessert after that, which is a carrot halva. We have a semolina. We have a pudding that we cook, and then we have the Indian desserts, which are called mithai.
How many people are you guys having over for this?
Just the family. We're about 20 of us.
But it's also going to be all vegetarian, which is very traditional for Diwali.
I see.
And that's one of the reasons why most Indians stay home on Diwali to spend it with family and celebrate it at home rather than go out to a restaurant.
Can you, for people who maybe haven't heard of Diwali before, can you kind of rank it in terms of Indian holidays? Is this the Indian equivalent of Christmas, which I guess you might put at the top of the list for Americans?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the Hindu festival of lights. It's the starting of the new year because the Hindu calendar starts at Diwali. So we start the new year, and today is the day when you do your prayers at home and you pray to the goddess of wealth, which is Lakshmi.
Hence the gambling.
Can I get a little Diwali good luck as I go to Las Vegas this weekend?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
But it's also a combination of 4th of July in India, too, because you have a display, fireworks display. Everybody's got their own private stash. That is exploding all over the place.
Of fireworks. I guess it's
yes.
And it's amazing because everywhere you see these lights in the sky with exploding fireworks and there's sounds all over the place and everybody's happy and there are lights everywhere. And if you go to certain parts of the United States, like if you go into Queens or into Edison, New Jersey, you'll still see the lights and the festivities of Diwali.
You know, I went to Barnes & Noble last night and looked up for some Indian cookbooks and looked up Diwali, and I saw that sweets are a big part of the food that you serve. Does any of the food have any sort of symbolism or tradition to go with the holiday?
The sweets do. The mithai does because it's you're starting the new year on a sweet note. So that's why you exchange sweets. You make sweets at home. You buy them from the stores and... Part of the tradition is that when you go to someone's house to wish them for the holidays, to wish them for Diwali, you do take a box of sweets with you, and that's like a sweet beginning for the year. So you do a lot of sweets at home as well as, reciprocate when you see family and friends.
That's lovely.
There's also a lot of gifts, corporate gifts that you get in what is huge in India is dried fruits, which which actually came from the Mughals. When you give someone almonds and apricots and raisins and pistachios, so that's also a big part of Diwali, where people get dried fruits as gifts.
Sounds like Diwali, though, is also making some big strides in the public acceptance department. Last year, New York suspended the parking rules for Diwali, and I understand that the U.S. House passed a resolution this year acknowledging the holiday's importance. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, Floyd Cardoz and his wife, Barca. Floyd is the executive chef at Tabla Restaurant in New York. I'll let you guys get back to your preparations. It sounds like you're going to have enough food. That's the good news.
We will. Happy Diwali to you guys.
All right. Thank you. Happy Diwali to you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.